News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and we're back tonight from Orlando, where there are fast-moving developments. The FBI right now is laser-focused on the gunman's wife. ABC News has just learned that after agreeing to be questioned, authorities confronted her with closed-circuit TV footage from around Orlando, and then a polygraph. Tonight, this video, this is Omar Mateen's wife with a hoodie on getting into that car. Agents escorting her back to her apartment to pack up her things. It's not clear where she is tonight. But the gunman's family tells ABC News that the wife is in fact under FBI scrutiny, and all of this comes as we learn more about the shooter's secret life. What a former classmate is now revealing to us, and patrons of that Orlando nightclub who say he'd been there several times before. ABC Senior Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas is in Florida leading us off.
Tonight, the FBI is locked in on the wife of Omar Mateen, trying to determine if she had any direct knowledge of her husband's deadly plot. Law enforcement sources say that Noor Salman allegedly went with her husband to buy ammo prior to the attack and had recently gone to the Pulse nightclub with him at least once. ABC News has learned Salman has allegedly suggested to the FBI that she tried to talk her husband out of harming anyone, but it's unclear whether she knew or believed an attack was imminent. Today, her father-in-law telling our Lindsay Janis Salman was under FBI scrutiny.
They spoke to her. I want to leave it at that, and I don't want to talk about anything.
Salman finally agreed to answer questions after they showed her, among other things, closed-circuit TV footage showing her and her husband at locations in Orlando. Investigators are trying to determine whether they were scouting possible targets. After she started answering questions, agents polygraphed her to determine whether she was telling them the truth. Last night, Noor Salman could be seen going back to her apartment after the FBI search. Inside the couple's apartment, video shot by Univision shows a seemingly normal young family of three.
She was super sweet. Super sweet and a fantastic mother.
But secretly, Omar Mateen had murderous intentions and had at one time been under FBI surveillance for 10 months. There were even confidential informants. A fact that the owner of the store that sold him the guns, a former NYPD cop, was not aware of.
As a law enforcement guy, would you have liked to have known that the FBI was investigating him for terrorism?
It would have been fantastic. He wouldn't have gotten a gun.
A frustrated gun store owner tonight, and Pierre Thomas joins us live. Pierre, is there a chance this wife will now be arrested?
David, there certainly is. If they determine she knew about this attack beforehand, it's likely they will charge her because they want to send a message. If someone knows about potential mass murder, they have to come forward. David?
Pierre Thomas leading us off tonight from Florida.